You are listening to Move FM. It's almost 8 o'clock and we just discovered the band.
I'm 14 again.
I know that we're about to get every teenage girl that has coloured hair to switch so off instantly, but I mean, come on, your music is hilarious. Your taste in music is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. That music is 100% angst. Bring me the horizon. It's completely devoted. You can look at it in all the comments and every one of them is, I effing love this song.
Die Hard fans, it's the best thing since sliced bread. And also, like, I just figured this out, but the production's great. So it's kind of like the Maccas of music, because it satisfies. It really satisfies. Like, I want to keep listening to it.
No, I'm musically proficient.
Jordan just said.
I just cannot imagine. It's just the mindset of somebody who lives in the suburbs, who hates living
careful
there,
now,
and everybody at my high school sucks, and works at JB Hi-Fi. I just wish that I could move out. This place is terrible. Worst existence ever.
Well, there goes out.
It's like I'm sleeping.
There goes our teenage demographic. We have a game.
We've got a Google Home here, and we love using it. And so we're going to be coming back after Secret Love Song.
Yes.
Because Miss Love thinks that he can guess within, I guess, a 50-meter radius of exactly where Bring Me the Horizon are from.
I know where they're from, people. I have a feeling. I have a premonition here. I've got something. I've got a stirring in my guts.
Little Mix up next. I'm just going to throw in mine as well. I've got no stirring in my guts at all. But, yeah, just for content,
you
whatever. You're listening to your
move.
Secret Love Song, Little Mix and Jason Derulo on 107.9 and 99.5 throughout the mountains. We're guessing where this band is from. For anybody who's not 16 and has coloured hair, that's Bring Me the Horizon. We were just talking about it. You could tell, even though they're screaming into the microphone, just by how lanky they are, which, first of all, we both agree, any lanky white guy that's crushing it in music, so happy for them.
So happy for them. And I was, we just say, like, we know, like, you know.
For a fact.
One, each of them has some level of tertiary education, probably a Bachelor of Arts. Two, they are all such lovely people, and I bet they're so lovely to their little brothers.
Give them a hug every time. It's basically every time you see them together, it could just be their Christmas family photo.
Yeah, like, I bet they take them on tour and everything. But we are getting sidetracked here.
Because we've just come to the realization after laughing at them for 30 seconds, 45 seconds in, you know what? It's my favourite band. But we're wondering where they're from. Google.
No, wait. You're not going to ask yet, are you?
Of course we are.
We have to guess first.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so I think that Bring Me the Horizon are from Philadelphia.
Okay. I think they're from Akron, Ohio.
When I was saying that you know within a 50-meter radius of where they're from, I wasn't joking. Okay.
I'm so excited for
this. Hey, Google.
Okay, Google.
Where is the band Bring Me the Horizon from? Now we just have to wait for it to...
I'm so excited.
It's warming up.
Bring Me the Horizon originated in Sheffield, United Kingdom.
No way! They're UK! Oh, they're just the emo Beatles! You're listening to Move FM, where we're discovering amazing things. Wild Thoughts, DJ Carlin up next. You're listening to the station Rock of the Mountains. This is Love, Will I Am, Eva Simmons and the Black Eyed Peas on 107.9 and 99.5 throughout the...
Yeah, right.
Uh-oh. Oh, God, we're stretching over to the emergency transition of 2LT for the second time this morning.
All right.
What is going on?
All right.
Right across the mountains, you're listening to the station where nothing is ever good enough. 2LT.
Yeah, right. Settle down, Pebble. All right, we've got here. What do you got for you here? Got a reading here for you, mate. All right. Henry's plan, hoy. A substantial reward is offered for any information in the recovery of an excavator tilt bucket removed from the pump station site at Nunez?
Some damn fool stole it.
Nunez Plateau, all right?
Ridiculous.
If you or anyone you know has any information on the recovery of this valuable equipment, phone Henry Plant and Equipment, hoy, on 6351-2486. That's 6351-2486. Or call into 138 Mort Street, Lithgow. Any information plus the reward will be treated strictly confidential. Now, let's get to the bottom of this.
Please do.
Mate, anyone that's come over to Henry's and stolen this equipment, mate, you know, I'm sick of this. 10 to 15 years. Give them 10 to 15 years. I'm sick of this. This is absolutely ridiculous.
10 to 15 years is too little. Public beheading.
I've never...
Right next to the Dominoes in Lithgow.
Lordy, I've never...
Use his body for pepperoni.
I've never said this before. I've never come down to this before. And I know it's a extreme statement, but this bloke's an absolute grub.
Big news in archaeological findings, Miss Love.
Well, that's the only news I care about, so what is it?
I don't think you've ever thought about it before in your life. But I'm not one to judge. I don't know what goes on in your mind. Probably, I'd imagine a lot that had happened about in your mind is, what's the cheapest brand of peanut butter? I need to find out scientifically. I bet you it's at Aldi.
Are you saying that that is something that doesn't interest you?
The cheapest brand of peanut butter?
Yeah.
Not as much as a lost city, but yeah, pretty close.
They're on par for me. But I am interested. I am interested nonetheless. Tell me about it.
So pretty much, they found a lost city that Alexander the Great founded in 331 BC.
Wow.
I don't know how they know that if it's lost.
It's a lot of information. It's a lot to know considering they just found it. It's like, yeah, we know everything about it already.
But yeah, on top of that, one of the quotes. Oh, yeah, this was definitely used to supply wine to soldiers. Yeah. But a whole city was founded for that?
I wouldn't be that surprised by that, actually.
I suppose we got it now. It's called Bundaberg in Queensland. It's the Bundaberg of the ancient world, the place that they found.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it makes perfect sense. And they were all too drunk. That's why it disappeared, I assume.
Yeah, that's a... Wow. That's a... God. How it's offensive science, is that to every man. Archaeologist listening to this right now?
How many archaeologists?
Yeah, I've got no degree in this whatsoever. A 5-year degree takes probably 20 years to master. But yeah, I reckon it disappeared because everyone was too drunk and they forgot where they live.
I'm going to put it out there. I don't appreciate what archaeologists do as much as I should, but that's not going to change.
This is a really odd moment of the afternoon. Why? Why are we talking about this?
Yeah.
Why is Barbara Streisand up next on a top 40 radio station? But it is. You're listening to Move FM. Forever the Veronicas, 107.9 and 99.5 throughout the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. It's the friendly Geordie's drive home. And I walked in on my mum naked. So, do you want to hear the rundown?
Right,
of that?
Just jumping straight into the deep end, aren't we?
Yep.
Yep.
Get ready.
The Veronicas would not approve. But hopefully our listeners will. You were very apologetic, I'm sure. It's an awkward scenario that happens a lot, and it's just like, it's just one of those things you have to go through. But
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I wasn't that apologetic.
God.
Well, it wasn't her... It was just...
Who's carrying the slack here? Who's carrying the slack here?
Everyone's done it. I just didn't understand the response. Because if someone walked in on me naked, my response would be, can you get out? Okay. I might swear at him, maybe, if it was a rough day. This was her response. It was as if she instantly devolved into one of those creatures that was halfway between a dinosaur, halfway between a mammal.
Yep.
That mole lizard creature that survived the Permian extinction by sucking on roots underground.
Jesus.
She had that response.
So visceral thought.
I just don't understand because this. I walk in, I go, hey, mum, do you have the... Then she turns around and she has this face of utter despair. Like, it was the worst thing that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
Not like I've not seen it before. She's my mum.
Yeah, true.
And she turns around and has this response.
Yeah.
This is quote what she said. Is that acceptable? If you're a mum, call up and tell us, when your kid walked in, what did you say? Because I want to know if anyone was even close to that.
Yeah.
Screaming like a dinosaur mole.
Call and let us know. I think it's appropriate. Let's see what you guys think.
Move FM. Hills, 107.9 and 99.5 throughout the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. It's the friendly Geordie's drive home show. That was Lunch Lawney Lewis.
Hello.
We've got a question. Should have introduced you. It's my fault.
Yeah, I'm here too. I might not have headphones, but I'm here.
Yeah. Barely. And so, what we're talking about, my almost non-existent counterpart, is the fact that if you have a memory of being a child where there was something that probably shouldn't be that disturbing if you're describing it, but it was something about the intensity of the situation that made it quite... I guess,
ominous?
Yeah.
So, sort of strange.
Hipster horror movie. Think that.
Yeah, yes.
One of those things. Two kids swearing at each other in a trash heap. Nothing particularly bad about it, but for some reason that combination doesn't resonate right.
I've had a moment like that, I'm pretty sure. Have you had anything like that?
Yeah.
I've had moments like that. I definitely have.
Tell us.
No, you go first.
So you don't have any moments?
No, I got moments.
Exposed, got you.
Damn it. So close.
No, so close.
No, I'm joking.
What, to ride out the clock until we're out? We'll tell you afterwards anyway. You'll always do it a bit of a fib. I've got a bone to pick with SBS Food Channel.
I can't wait to hear this.
Why is there so many fat, bald guys on there that travel around America and go, I'm going to take a hoagie sandwich today. Has no commentary at all except for this. This is the only thing. This is their marketable skill in life. Oh my God. That's awesome. Coming up next, I'm going to go to Philadelphia and eat another hoagie sandwich. Yeah, that's awesome.
I have to...
Saying awesome in different tonalities.
It's supply and demand. People want...
Supply and demand!
People want fat guys eating Philly cheesesteaks. And I'm one
Who
of them.
Who wants it?
I'm one of them.
6352290 is the number to call. Defend these guys. Are you watching them? Do you care about them at all?
I want to know what people think. I mean...
Don't you want more Cockney guys like Jamie Oliver going, I'm just going to put a nice little peppy in that, yeah? Make it a little more of a zing. Just all these words that don't really make sense. It's just most of his vocabulary is onomatopoeias. Just going, just put that in, pow, oh!
See, that's my pet peeve. Anything that has excess amount of pastry, is a pie, or uses too much duck fat, just get out of here with that. The English chefs, oh, they're so annoying.
So...
I like the American guys who are like, I'm going to stuff a hoagie inside a slice of pizza. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Let's hear what you guys have to say.
It's just a different worldview, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what people think. I mean, it is a polarizing subject. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess this is what the question's evolved into. Do you prefer fat, bald guys eating really cheese-infested sandwiches or attractive British dudes with charming accents... Making eating, good food.
Eating well. Is quail good food?
Yeah. It's awesome. It's a baby chicken. What's not to love about that?
Is
if you love veal, you'll love quail. Yeah. You're listening to Move FM with more segments that have no moral disputes in them whatsoever. It's just clearly the right choice. Eat quail. Wild. Jesse J. Big Short up there. Well, we are discussing... here on Move FM. Just a nice shout out to the cops in this area. Because we're Sydney boys.
That's true.
We came from an area where cops... I think there's two things that they say to you if you're not breaking the law.
One's definitely oi.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Number one. They've got two options. They're kind of like action figures where you can press the button on the back and they've got two recordings on them. But the second one is, move along.
Yes, absolutely.
They're basically those medieval tower guards from the Middle Ages that would say, the modern equivalent of that, those guys that would go, stop in the name of the king.
Why? I wish they were still around. I know we're not.
They are still around. That's what I'm saying. That's Sydney cops.
Oh,
Lithgow
man.
Cops. One of them came up to me the other day while I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled me over, rightfully so, because I forgot to put on my headlights. Didn't find me or anything. Basically just came up to say, turn it on. Exactly.
Yep.
He was doing his
duty. Doing his job.
Safer for everybody. And I wind down the window, and I met my dog in the back, and the dog started barking. And I go, shush, calm down. Normally, if that was a cop in Sydney, they'd probably say something along the lines
Where's
of,
your dog permit? There's no such thing. Or, I don't like this talk back, smarty mouth. Fine. How much is it?
$600. $600 for having a dog.
But in Lithgow.
In Lithgow. I went down the window, the dog starts barking, I say, stop that, Zeus. I say, sorry to the cop. And the cop says, yeah, nah, that's all right. He probably just likes bacon. He refers to himself as a pig. These guys are awesome.
He's lighthearted. It's fun.
It's great. It's a great interaction. I prefer talking to cops here than I do the local bartender. They're our version of the neighbour's bartender that's going, g'day, mate. Everything all right?
It's true. It's absolutely true. You're right.
So just basically, and I'm not trying to suck up here and get one of those bumper stickers, but it'd be great for the studio. Cops are tops. You're listening to Move FM. Breathe. Kylie Minogue up next. We certainly are here on Move FM because 107.9, 99.5 throughout the mountains, just in case you didn't know the dials, what you're currently listening to. But my God, why does anybody listen to any radio station other than whatever Ray Hadley is on? That is the greatest human being of all time. He is a human crab, basically, that's on here, sits there. And I think just because he doesn't have enough things to be outraged today, an hour of it each day is him just reading out court sentences going, this guy stole probably 5-6 posies from a local council garden bed, didn't pay for them, only got a year in jail. Disgraceful. It should have been 5 years. It should have been 5 years in jail minimum for that.
How much do you really want to buy him a beer?
Absolutely. Though he has millions of dollars and should be shouting us.
No.
The hungry do not get fed.
That's the wrong attitude, Jordan. He deserves a cold stubby from the best of us. And also, I love that he's a fan of someone called Gene Pitney.
How do you know that?
I'm holding the Ray Hadley, Those Were the Days, Volume 2 in my hand right
now. What's
that? Have a look.
Why didn't you tell me about this sooner?
Well, sometimes gems...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to give it a plug. Ray Hadley has albums?
I didn't know.
Is he singing in them?
You know who's released...
Is he singing these songs?
Do you know who's released this? Sony BMG.
No.
Well, he's on a major label.
So he's the guy Sebastian of 80-year-olds.
Please tell me he sings standards.
We have to listen to this.
We have to listen.
Guys, this is karaoke of Ray Hadley's voice going, fighting fire with fire. Should be using water. Absolutely disgraceful that we're using fire. You're listening to Move FM. Why are you listening to us? Disgusting. Should be listening to 2L2. Back to you, Digital Farm Animals on 107.9 and 99.5 throughout the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show, where we have just discovered something that has forced us to throw out the next hour of prep.
I mean, when life gives you lemons, you know what I mean? We had to do it. I mean, this was a...
But similarly, when life gives you lemonade, drink it.
Oh, mate, just drink it down because this is
chug it all.
This is the Aladdin's genie bottle of fines, laminated, laminated. Ray Hadley, Volume 2, is it?
Which is incredible. First of all, Ray Hadley, aimed at 80-year-olds. Why is it given to our station? We're a top 40 music station. Most of the people don't know who Ray Hadley is, and shame on you, as Ray Hadley would say, not knowing who I am. Disgraceful. Basically, he's a shock jock that sits there and his whole radio program, 3 hours a day, is the world isn't what it is, used to be when I was a kid. Why is it different now?
And I don't understand.
A disgrace.
Absolutely disgraceful, run by, I assume it's the doing of grubs.
There's people walking around in the street. I don't even know who they are. Who are these people? I'm scared.
I'm scared.
And he's got music. We don't know if it's like a So Fresh CD that has his face on it.
Exactly.
Or if he's doing karaoke music, but we're getting to the bottom of it this hour. Stay tuned. Move FM. Up next is the song Way Down We Go by Kaleo. But after that, we're playing Ray.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody loves Ray. Move FM.
If you love listening to Ray Hadley finding issue with absolutely everything in the world, no matter how insignificant,
they say that microscopic organisms aren't identical. I'm looking into a microscope right now. Someone's telling Porky they look exactly the same.
Then you're going to love Ray Hadley, Those Were the Days, Volume 2.
Well, they were. So much better than now.
Ray doing all the hits in karaoke form. Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. That's fine, that's normal. But I tell you what is unusual. Just how many grubs, and maggots there are in society today. Everyone's a grub and a maggot except for me and Alan Judge.
And of course, the king doing the king.
Take my hand. Take my howl life too. Because I can't help
getting fired up about these union fags, absolute bullies. And if there's one thing I don't like, it's everything. And bullies are included in that.
Actually, I take that back. I don't mind Elvis. Elvis was all right.
But even the hip shaking was a bit too much, frankly. Call in now if you think Elvis's hips were as shaky as this Looney Tunes judge out in Western Australia who gave this criminal 3 years in jail. He should have got 30. He should have got 40 years. He should have got 700 years in jail. Disgusting.
If the reject shop is out of tiny Mars bars and Rose's chocolates, then look no further than Ray Hadley, Those Were the Days, Volume 2. In stores, somewhere. How good would it be to get this from your grandma on your birthday, as she says,
"Now I know you like games."
What we're discussing today is my kitchen rules. You have an inside tip about it.
No. I have an inside...
Oh, that's right. I wasn't supposed to say that. Nonetheless, now that that's okay. Out of the open,
I'm not
let's
gonna,
continue.
I'm not gonna go down... I don't have a tip about it.
No.
I...
One show on Channel 7.
Stop
it's about
talking.
Cooking.
Stop.
It could be that, or it could be a Ristos from 1997, the guy that used to always go, "Beautiful mate." So you've just stolen the catchphrase from Con the Fruiterer. No, I don't know who Con the Fruiterer is. You have the same hair.
You've really debunked. In the early hours of the morning, you've really gotten deep in the web and just really two pictures of two C-grade Australian 90s comedians and be like, "I'm not having this." That's so funny.
Continue.
We're running out of time. I'm trying to tiptoe around the question now because you just threw it out in the open. No, I can't do it.
What?
Can't do it. I know, it's too risky.
This is pathetic. You're not going to say the question.
No, I'm not going to do it.
So you had a tip about my kitchen rules.
And you're not going to say it. Songman, not fetting up next on me.
Unbelievable.
Just ridiculous, dear Bill. Just tone it down. Tone it down.
You do have a sponsor, but nonetheless, set it down. 107.9, 99.5, 3 other. Not you, Miss Love. Gee, Bill.
Okay.
3 other bands. You're listening to Move FM. And, God, okay. Know this. You know those old one-man bands of a guy that has a massive drum on his back and cymbals on his knees so he can play several percussion instruments at once and has accordions around his arms?
I know it.
Yeah. Well, I've never actually seen one. I think I've only ever seen it in Mary Poppins. And might I say, made the film. The rest of it, throw it in the trash. Not a classic. Unlike Snoop Dogg's doggy style.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the point is... We've got the brand new version of that now, apparently. This hipster who, hey, everybody in his band has abandoned him.
Don't say the name of the band.
So But the point is, everyone hates the lead singer.
No, we have to redo this.
No, we're not doing it. We're plowing on, Miss Love. So what happened is all of the band members have quit because he sucks.
I'm not condoning this at all.
This is the facts. How could you not condone the facts? They've all quit. And now what he's going to do is play all the instruments by himself. He doesn't know how to play most of them. He's going to have to learn the instruments haphazardly. And he's going to make backing tracks to all of his... Instead of getting new members because he can't be worked with, he's going to make like a Spice Girls track to a four-piece band and perform live on stage. It's unbelievably pathetic. Let You Go by Pete Murray is up next on Move FM. Miss Love, this is going to air. So.
What got perfect places?
with that music. Juxtaposed with that music.
Perfect places.
How? If there's one way... There's one way to end the validity of that song in one sound.
How did you have such a large belch? Oh, that was really disgusting. Okay. All right, well, we had content that we planned for, but now we've just wasted a minute.
Wasted? Wrong choice
You're
of
right,
word.
Sorry.
Wrong choice of word.
That needed to be broadcast. We're killing Heidi up next on Boo.
Domino's is releasing, I think it's out now. So we're going to check. We're getting Ray Hadley to get to the bottom of this. Sounds like a Japanese alley. What's going on there?
Domino's are...
Why are you getting things from the Orient and putting it on something that should have been made in Italy?
Domino's are innovating once again, which is what they do. They might as well call their brand... Well, Ray's around, obviously. We weren't joking around.
That's where he lives.
We've got Brian here.
Mate,
I've only got one question for you. What do you think about this pizza, the butter chicken one?
Not a big fan of the jalapenos, but I love the sauce.
You Ooh, like it.
Okay.
It was a risky move, surely.
Do you feel like this... go on.
Has there been a lot of people ringing up going, this is just nonsense. There's no way that you can possibly put a curry on a pizza.
Has there been a lot of older
What is
older
this, a
blokes?
Really disgusting buffet at Star City Casino?
Nah, we get a few that don't like sauce at all on top of their pizza.
What's your top complaint over there at Domino's?
20 minutes? When they call up in the middle of
peace? That's fair.
Yeah, it is annoying. It is annoying. Can I say that? You guys, so quick. Wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was 5 minutes afterwards.
Yeah.
This wasn't even supposed to be a plug for Domino's.
No.
I don't even know if you're one of our sponsors, but having said that.
We're one of your sponsors.
Okay, sweet.
Sorry about that.
That's good to know.
We just
That's good to know.
Far away, cut copy up next on Boo. We are about to get to the bottom of a thin and crispy dish.
Let's go to the bottom of the dish. I mean, honestly, the amount of times people are just taking the mickey out of us, and this is one of those times. Butter chicken, and I believe it's a pizza. I mean, is this topsy-turvy land?
Yeah, are we living in opposite land? That's what we decided to put to Domino's. Do they think that we're the man in the mirror? Because we're not. We're on the right way around.
Not only is the mirror's been shattered.
So we've got Ray Hadley to ring up. Here's the results.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
I just want to know
about
this utter nonsense that I hear that you blokes have invented a butter chicken pizza.
Butter chicken pizza, yep, that's what we've got on the menu.
When did this happen?
This week.
Whose idea was this? Am I talking to the clan that came up with this?
No, that'd be somebody in head office.
Well, I reckon you guys are just as bad for distributing it, you know, because really, I mean, it's like the Nazis. You're just sitting there saying we should follow orders and make butter chicken pizza. I mean, it's something from the Orient, and you've put it on something that comes from Italy. What were you blokes thinking?
Mate, I didn't make the decision.
Yeah?
You can send your thoughts through to head office.
Well, why don't you just relay my thoughts to head office? Because I'm a very busy man.
I haven't got time, man. I work 60 hours a week. I haven't got time to relay thoughts to head office.
I don't want to hear excuses. No excuses from you. You are what's wrong with society today, that you just pawn off other things onto other people. Now, you dictate my thoughts and send them to head office.
I'm going to have to put you on hold again?
No, you listen to me. You listen to me, you grub. Oh, he's put me on hold. Unbelievable. He didn't give me any warning.
Sorry about that. I wasn't about to let pizzas burn. So what were you saying, sir?
I'm just saying, do you think that the battered chicken pizza is good?
I haven't actually had a chance to try it yet. This is my second day since they've brought it out, so...
Right. Well, I'll get one of those.
Okay, no worries. Was that for delivery or pickup?
Yeah, that's for delivery, thanks. And also a pepperoni. I like the classics. I really do.
Yep. Well, like I said, we don't make the decisions around here, so...
I suggest you move up into management and you tell the pinheads up there to not make this stuff so I have to try them. I know what I like. I don't want to change my palate.
Well, you don't have to. Like, we do have all our traditional range and everything like that, so...
Yeah, well, that's not good enough. It makes me have to think about other stuff. I don't like it. But I will get the Domino. I'll get your butter chicken pizza. Thank you for that.
Yep,
you've been very kind. Good on you.
Yeah, I try my best.
So it's no funny business. No funny business from you. One butter chicken pizza.
Butter chicken and the classic pepperoni.
Classic pepperoni.
Yep.
Garlic bread.
Crust.
What?
Both this classic crust, like a medium crust. Or...
What kind of animal do you think I am, mate? Of course it's going to be thin crust.
I'm thin and crispy, yep.
And,
garlic bread, and did you want a drink with that one?
Yes, please.
Yep, will Pepsi do?
Pepsi's fine. So much better than Coke. Coke is a disgrace.
Yeah, they price themselves right out of the market.
It's grotesque. It really is. It's worse than what you blokes have done with your butter chicken pizza. Is that still on the menu, by the way? Good.
Butter chicken, yep. Probably yeah, really
loving
on the
it, loving it.
Yep, perfect. And just which name were you leaving that under?
Ray Hadley.
Ray, perfect. Yep, so this came to $40.85 and should be there in about 20 minutes.
$40.85? I mean, really, truly. Are you pulling my leg? Are you pulling my leg?
Hang on.
No, I'll pay it. No, you listen to me. I'll pay it, but it's just outrageous. It really is.
You're actually right, because I did make a mistake with that. I didn't realise pepperoni was in value range, so it comes down to $36.85.
Now, that's all right. That's what it was 20 years ago, so that's great.
Yeah, no, I just made that mistake. Sorry about that. So,
you should be.
And about 20 minutes for that one.
No worries. Yep.
Not a problem.
You're a great guy. You're a champ. Unlike the rest of the grubs at the top of Domino's. Absolute disgraces, all of them.
I do appreciate that. Thank you.
No worries.
Yep, no worries. See you, man.
See ya.
Robin Schultz, Headlights. The song that we have chosen to announce very sad news for extremely powerful and wealthy celebrities that like going to extravagant parties in Hollywood, Miss Love.
R.I.P.
Hugh Hefner's dead.
I mean...
Happens to us all.
It happens to us all. It's a natural part of life.
There might be one person who is alive and has been for the last 2,000 years. And if you have, you've kept yourself a bloody good secret. What's your secret to looking so young? Is it SK2?
Is it rice milk?
It's always something to do with rice, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the Japanese, in the villages in Japan, in the mountains and stuff, all the rice field workers that have their hands in rice water every day have the hands of a 10-year-old child.
I know why you know that.
From that ad, hey.
The lazy song I'm next on Move. Two Ghosts, Harry Styles, 107.9, 99.5 throughout the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. We're out of here.
We've had I tell you what, this has been a variety show more than a...
Hasn't it?
It's been extreme, dizzying highs, no lows, just dizzying highs, endless
you
dizzying
You belching
highs.
Into the microphone and that being an entire break.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. There were some lows.
No, that was high.
Oh.
That was as high as it gets. That was great.
Jordan.
Keep it coming. You just got to become one of those people on Guinness Book of Records that can go, me, 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 me. Move FM, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, hello there. Is this Lioness?
This is Lioness, yeah?
Yes, Lioness. Hello. Yeah, good day, mate. This is Ray here from, Ray Headley from 2L2. Just calling to talk to Lioness. How are you, mate?
I'm good.
Yeah, and what are you up to?
Eating dinner.
Yeah, fair enough. What are you having? I hope it's got a lot of protein in it.
Kura.
Righto.
Japanese food.
Righto. Don't really approve of that. But mate, we were calling up. I wanted to give you a call. We had an intel. What we do on this program is we call up people that are struggling. You know, to be frank, mate, pinheads like you eating your curry kura, whatever it is. And mate, what we're doing is we're calling up. I wanted to confront you in a loving way.
Yeah.
We've been told that you need to get off the video games. It's getting to be too much. What do you have to say for yourself, mate? No. Don't beat around the bush. Sorry, mate?
I'm speechless.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're speechless. Well, listen, I've got some alternatives for you, son. Essentially, I've dealt with grubs like you my whole life, all right? Frankly, you're weak.
Yeah.
You're pathetic.
Yeah.
But I do like you. You've got some heart in you, all right? So what I want you to do is get back on the bike, mate. Do you reckon John Lennon wrote Tomorrow Never Knows playing bloody Call of Duty or whatever nonsense you're doing? What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm very sorry. I think John Lennon would be very, very disappointed in what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. Paul, Ringo, all of them would give you a knock to their head because they're from
especially
Liverpool,
Ringo.
And Liverpool's a tough town, not like whatever fairy, airy, fairy, bloody town you're from. So listen, mate, what I want now from you, if you want to get off the absolute disgrace train, get off the dog sick, three-legged dog bus, which is what you've been on, what it seems is your whole life.
Yeah.
Curry Curru, whatever it was, bloody hell. I want a verbal contract from you, because here at 2LT, Ray and Ray's people, we get pinheads like you, and we switch them around to hard-working, preferably tradies. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know what you want to do in your life. I assume something in bloody media, you know, as everyone does now. I want to repeat after me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I. Wait, what's your stupid name again?
Lioness.
Mate, I don't want you to be a lioness. I want you to be a lion, all right? So go, I, lion.
I. Yeah, lion.
Will roar.
Will what?
Will roar, mate. Roar. Will what does roar. A lion do?
Will roar.
For the Australian people.
For the Australian people.
For myself.
For myself.
And for an over... Oh, no, that's not going to work. And for...
And for...
The rightful custodians...
Custodian.
And I'll do a good job for Johnny Howard as well.
And I'll do a good job for Mr. Howard.
No, I appreciate the mister, actually. Mate, you know what? I've turned it all around here. You were a pinhead. Pinhead no more. You know what, mate? Lioness, you're a good bloke. We'll speak soon, all right?
Right. See you, mate.
Take care.
Good on you.
You too,
good
mate.
Good service, mate.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. Thank you to very much for being involved, all right?
All right. See you, mate.
Stay on the straight and narrow. Move FM.
Redbone by Childish Gambino on 107.9 and 99.5 throughout the mountains. It's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon. We are, because thanks to the magic of Google Home, we've been listening to top 40 radio stations across the planet.
Yep.
This is Slavic Radio.
Doing the research.
This is Chechnoy and Nifkrov in the mornings in Serbia.
It's very esoteric, but I mean, you can find beauty in anything, really.
Dobro dan, Chechnoy and Nifkrov in the mornings, National Government Community Fun Party, FM Radio, FM. You're Hello. Listening to the boys in the morning. I hope you have many chickens.
Yes, well, we are here today. It's nice days. It's nice radios. It's nice radio days.
Nifkrov, something get up your gut. I hope it's not parasite. If parasite, you have to quarantine house.
No. This happened before last summer. But the thing that is, I know, the thing that is really gets me. Do you know when you're at home, okay?
Jeez.
You know when you're at home is your mamar, your grandmamar, and your aunties.
The beberusker.
And they punch and they bust the carpets. And the boom, boom. And the carpet, the dust comes right into your room.
Rather you're trying to dance to Michael Jackson. You get this smells.
Yes, it makes you say to the babushkas, yeah, pitchka di mother, shoot this, shoot.
Call up right now, don't charge to station, that is a felony. You disappear from house, you disappear.
And as you should.
But no times, yes. Because on National Government Community Fun Party, FM, Radio FM, we are giving away one cigarette to the person who have chicken with most feathers.
This is very good competition, we do these competitions, it's once every year. Pedro cannot enter.
I smoked the cigarette right now, it's a very American brand.
Michael Jackson's cigarettes.
Lennon Strike, good tobacco.
It's a good cigarette.
Boot leather in it. It leaves you feeling healthy, like wow.
Like whore.
Get to work. Oh my god, the winner is Chechnoy Nifkov producer Bishmadish. Bishmadish, you win cigarette. You get cigarette for us. Can we have puff of it? Come on, give us puff. He smoke it all. He win this very legitimately. Thank you so much for listening to Fun Time Radio. And here is number one song in the charts right now in America, Frank Sinatra, Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Look what you just made me do. 107.9, 99.5 across the mountains. You are listening to Move FM. That was Look at What You Made Me Do, Taylor Swift. It's Friday. That means that we have some. Take me home truths. Home cooked. Steaky.
Smoky. I got some home truths for you. It's controversial. I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners won't approve, especially the women. I think Nicole Kidman didn't deserve her latest accolade, her latest award that she won in Hollywood.
Do you see what she was winning it for?
Yeah, it was some... I mean, it was a film about... it was about women's... what do you call it? Domestic violence against women. So, a good cause. I just presume the film wasn't very good. I haven't seen it. But I don't know. I just think she's like overrated. I
100% support Aussie actors. 100% Eric Banner. Great. You know?
No worries about him. Stephen Curry. John Howard.
What?
And who could forget the guy from Sea Change? Clearly everyone.
Did you ever watch, what was that terrible?
Water Rats. Ship to Shore.
Yeah, is that an Aussie show?
Yeah. Of course it is.
That show, and
I don't remember anything about that show except for that, and then going, nah, this isn't Round the Twist.
Yeah, quickly turning it off, yes.
You tricked me.
Yes.
You are just absolute scum, Channel 9.
What about H2O Just Out of Water? Great program.
No idea what that is, but obviously, wow. If it's anything that's so to do surprised. With, he has to jump on a thing that looks kind of like a soccer ball onto a hang glider, and no, just like all the other contestants, he can't do it. Oh, I can't win the prize.
It's about teenage girls who become mermaids.
Very realistic.
We're getting off the mark here.
Yeah, that's right. Nicole Kidman, you're bad at acting. I like it loud, Cassie Davis. Can we end it on that?
Let's end it. I just want to add a little tidbit to that. Tom Cruise, though, floats my boat.
He's great. He was clearly the better half of the marriage. Clearly.
Sorry.
How many planes has Nicole Kidman jumped out of?
Probably two. Not enough.
Yeah, well, honestly, Tom Cruise should have an award just for having hair still. That's enough. I like it loud, Cassie Davis. Up next, I'll be. Somebody that I used to know got yay, 107.9, 99.5 across the mountains. Do you agree with this, Miss Love?
Yep.
Got yay, for sure.
I know this is going to be good. Go.
Every male substitute teacher on the planet, when they listen to somebody that I used to know, goes,
yes!
He got my soul. He got my soul, and he turned it into a three-minute track.
Oh, man. I don't know how you get these little tidbits, because it's just 100% true. Anyone who wears a cardigan... enjoys smashed avo and toast and long blacks.
And
loves
thinks
that
they're an intellectual because they read this Sunday edition of the Sydney Morning Herald.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they just did, you know, they did like two units of philosophy in university. Like, I understand Nietzsche.
Yes.
So true.
Yes, we have you pegged. We have you pegged. We know who you are. Stop buying bagels. You know croissants are better. It's not cool.
Get back to Sydney if you're in Lithgow.
Yeah. Get out of my town that I have lived in for 4 months. You've probably lived here your whole life, but nonetheless, come here and get a noogie or get out. Anyway, we'll see you next week on that really happy note.
Well, we love you all. It's been great.
Except for those guys, but everyone else.
Everyone else we love. Can't wait till the next time, you know.
Yes. To do what Rex Hunt does to a fish, but one is not available in the studio, I will kiss the closest thing that resembles it, which is the microphone.
Mwah!